Neo Rio 2020 home. My name is Joy Purcell. These are my reflections in the time of COVID. Home is where I am. The box is titled Bubbles in the Time of COVID. The bubbles represent the quarantine space I'm in at the moment. I'd like to share how the handmade paper came to be. In the fall of 2017, the Tao Center for the Arts sponsored a paper making and pulp painting workshop. It was led by Lynn Schurz, an artist in residence at the Tao Center for the Arts. Lynn created a pond with a frame structure that was filled with water, and then we put the pulp in and swirled it around. It was quite a process, employing 5 or 6 people to lift the frame and the pulp out of the water bath. Then we stood the frame up against the wall for the paper to dry on it. Then we worked with pouring pulp to create paintings. Pouring the colored pulp on top of a white base after the paper was formed on the frame. Another project, we beat kozo, a Japanese bark that is used to create a lacy paper, and then added it to the pulp to create another type of paper. And this was another 6x6 sheet, which at the end of the session we cut up so each of the participants got a strip, which was really neat. At the end of the workshop, we ended up with a handmade sheet of paper for each of us, measuring 6 feet by 6 feet. It was quite an adventure. With this workshop ending, there was a lot of pulp left over. A friend had a refrigerator in his garage that we could use to store the pulp. He also had a driveway that was surplus to his everyday use. So we needed a way to pour the pulp . We used weed retardant cloth, which comes in rolls 5 feet by 50 feet. We cut the cloth into 2 pieces, each 5 feet by 25 feet. It was a cold, crisp fall morning when we embarked on our adventure. You can hear the birds and the airplanes. It's a beautiful afternoon here. 3 of us took buckets of pulp and threw it on the cloth, creating a riot of colors, colorful bubbles. We attacked the piece from all sides, taking turns distributing the pulp. It brought back memories of kids playing in the puddles after the rain to see who could stomp the hardest and make the biggest splash. We used all the pulp, and after 3 hours of splashing, throwing, pouring the multicolored pulp, we were tired, but happy campers. Now we needed the skies to be clear so the pulp could dry. Some areas were quite thick with multiple layers of pulp. After a couple of weeks being at 7,000 feet and lack of humidity, the pulp dried out. One fabulous member cut the cloth into strips so we each had a pile of our own to use. I started to peel the pulp from the cloth. It proved to be a challenging job, required a bit of patience because some areas were very thick and some areas were thin. For this Neo Rio 2020 home project, my original art piece submitted to the Santa Fe Book Art Show wasn't selected, so I decided to give it a second life for this project. I took some Japanese paper, folding it into an accordion fold, and used 3M adhesive to create a drop-down book. I felt it needed another element, so I used incense and burned little holes in it. I cut the original piece of handmade paper in half and finessed it to come cascading out of the COVID bubble box as a fence, a wall, as separate panels, growing and shrinking, pulsating just like COVID, with no end in sight as yet. Since March, our bubble has shrunk, merged, submerged, overlapped, burst, and continued to grow and shrink. COVID has given me the time to watch the birds devour the fruit on the trees, cruise the limbs, peck the branches, watch a squirrel run out on an apricot tree branch, pick an apricot, chew the pulp, and drop it as he scurried down the tree with a pit in his mouth. I still haven't found his stash. Thank you for a fun adventure participating in your Neo Rio 2020 home virtual exhibition. It's been a real challenge never having used voice memo, but life is really full of opportunities, and I'm always curious to see what's going to happen next. Thanks again.